Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Say it with me, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley and I'm here with my real, my shotgun, my trophy wife.
Go ahead. Natasha Riley.
Come on now, girl. So you know I'm happy. Hey, listen. We're broadcasting all the way from Columbus, Georgia, to you know where the Gators grow. Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. That's right. Hey, listen. Today's Sunday conversation is a very, very, very special show. It's going to be near and dear to my heart, because we have a very special guest today. She's like my big sister. She's my life coach. She is an amazing woman. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, Miss...
You want me to say my name?
That's right.
Felicia Hamilton. It's your girl, Felicia, y'all. Thank you, Riley.
Your girl, Felicia Hamilton. Now, Miss Hamilton, how have you been?
I've been doing amazing. It's been a great, great experience. It's been an interesting ride. I'm excited. Y'all got me feeling like somebody up in here. I'm in here with the Rileys.
Come on. Nothing but the Rileys. Listen. We have known each other for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And you are truly a great friend to the Rileys. And so we have seen and been with you through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And you like that poem, Still I Rise.
Ooh.
Still I rise, my girl. So now you are here.
Uh-huh.
Where's here at?
So here is right here in the K92.7 studios. This is my new home along with you all. It's like we're label mates, right?
Families, right.
Yeah.
Right. The super team.
The super team. That's right. That's exactly what it is.
Outstanding. So tell me, Miss Felicia Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
Are you excited to be here?
I'm beyond excited because I did not know if I was going to be able to make my way back to the airwaves.
Okay.
And as God would have it, because it was in his plan, you know, I got the call and I was like, wow, okay. You know, so I definitely was honored with when the opportunity came along, and I'm ecstatic.
But you know, what I love about it, Miss Felicia Hamilton, is that you stay prepared. And so when that phone rung, you were ready. You didn't have to get ready because you stay ready.
I guess you could say that.
You stay ready now.
Actually, I did not. It was in the way in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. It was way in the back of my mind because at the time I was doing TV. I was in the sales department and I had started my podcast, Felicia After Dark. Writing books and speaking and hosting. I was just doing all the things other than being on the air. And so I guess if that's what you call being ready, I guess so.
Yes, you were ready. Now, because you're on K92.7, we have a certain atmosphere around here. The Rileys have a certain atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yes, y'all do.
That's right.
There's a big word for it, but I don't know how to say the big word.
I bet you Tasha do.
I bet you she don't.
Since the bit between both of y'all, I'm not saying anything.
All right. But we're one. And so tell me, Felicia, what is the vibe? What's the vibe that you're trying to get here?
So during the time that I was off the air, and it's been about a year and a half, right? And during that time, I really had to just go deep within myself to understand what that mood was going to be, what my energy was going to be, what my walk was going to look like, how I was going to curate the atmosphere that God was preparing me for in the next season of my life, right? And so when this opportunity came along, I knew that, especially with it being in the morning time, right? Because my show starts at 9. I wanted to make sure that I imparted just a little bit of that, if I could, onto the airwaves, because depending on how you start your day, it sets the mood for the entire day. How you get up, what's in your spirit, what's on your mind, what's in your heart, you know, how are you carrying things over from the day before into this day? And so I just wanted to make sure that I'm helping people curate a beautiful, positive experience each and every single day that they get up and tackle what they have to tackle.
Outstanding. Hey, listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Miss Felicia Hamilton, and she is new to K92.7 David Broadcasting. And so we're doing a rollout to let you know any and everything about your girl, Felicia Hamilton. Now, Felicia, you say you have worked in radio and television and marketing. Do you think those jobs, those careers, have helped you become a better radio personality?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Well, I'll start from the marketing and work my way back. Marketing helps you understand how you should put yourself out, how you should promote yourself, how you should position the things that you say, the things that you do, the way you take your pictures, the way you make your posts. So all of that is part of marketing. So that helps when it comes to radio, because people hear us, they can't necessarily see us. So we really have to give them a total experience over the air. So every time we crack the mic, we are marketing whatever it is that we're talking about, whether we're talking about a contest, whether we're talking about, you know, some sort of trivia, the word of the day, even a song. We are marketing that to the people in a way that we want to make sure that they understand it, they feel it, they receive it, and they want to hear more of it. So that's how marketing helped. When it came to television, being on the sales side, of course, you understand the monetization of it all, you know, how it all works together, the business behind the microphone. And then having been in radio prior, it just gave me that broadcasting experience. So if you put it all together, I would say that all of it helped me for such a time as this.
I think that that is amazing, Felicia. So me and Felicia have this thing going that we actually call it the coach and the confidant. Mm-hmm. So you guys out there are really going to enjoy Felicia in the morning, because we talk just about every morning. Well, both of us have been really busy, but just about every morning. And how important is it to give a good morning to your people?
It's extremely important, because, you know, depending on what's deposited into your spirit and, you know, into your mind, your ear gates and all of that, first thing in the day, it really sets a tone for how the rest of your day is going to be. If you have a great morning, you've got a fighting chance on having an amazing day. If your morning starts off, you know, all topsy-turvy, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be playing catch up all day long. So my job is to make sure that people have a fighting chance to have an amazing experience throughout their day.
Now, I think that is so important, Felicia. And I know, now I'm going to tell y'all now, Felicia don't like no low vibrations. So if she's talking to you, you just go ahead and talk back to her. If you're in your car, you say, "That's right, Felicia. I know that's right, girl." And I'm telling you, she's going to give out her very best. And you're going to really enjoy her show. I listen to your show every morning, your podcast, who you are as a person. It's just a vibe all by itself. So we can't wait until this carpet roll out.
I'm excited. Now, do we have time to talk about low vibrations versus high vibrations? That, do we have time?
Believe it or not, that was my next question.
What?
Because I don't know the difference between a low vibration or a high vibration. I know about, we have a little machine at the house that we get on, a lymphatic machine. And I know that vibrates, but I don't know the difference between the low and the high vibration. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
So explain.
So Tasha set it up really well when she said that I don't really like low vibrations. And let's just say that it's not a like or dislike thing. It's about really what you can actually afford or not afford. You really can't afford to operate in a low vibrating state, because usually, and this is more science than it is anything, but studies have shown that when people are strictly in survival mode, they're scratching and surviving, they're trying to figure out where their next meal is going to come from, or, you know, they don't know how to put gas in their car, or everything is a complaint, or everything hurt, and everything is awful, and everything is bad, and nothing feels good. There's just no light at the end of the tunnel. Studies show that it's really, really, really hard to succeed when you have that mindset. It's hard to excel. It's hard to dream. It's hard to go for that mountaintop when you are in that state of mind, because it almost engulfs you to the point where it pretty much takes you out of there. So we have to fight our way into a place of, no matter what's going on, we've got to seek out that high road, that high vibration. What was it that our former first lady said, our forever first lady said, Michelle Obama,
when they go low, we go high.
Right. And if you think about it, you know, when people go low, it's not just if people say something that is offensive, but when people don't watch the power of their tongue and what they say and the words that they speak over their lives, when you speak in a way that is negative or is, you know, hard on other people, or is not necessarily positive, it puts a black cloud on everything else that begins to happen in your life. So regardless of the lowness that's going on in life, we have to always seek that high place.
So y'all tune in to 92.7.
Amen. Amen. Now, moving on. Now, this is really a full circle moment for me, because Felicia, I remember you and I, and you used to have a business down the street. And I remember you and I going over certain speech types with the tennis ball. We were doing speaking drills, the tennis ball, and being focused and all that other stuff.
Yes.
Not knowing that that would lead us to this very moment.
Right.
And so I just want to shout out, God is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. And a lot of the reason why the Rileys are here is because of you, Felicia Hamilton, and your background. And so you have helped us tremendously in radio. And so I want to come on the air personally and give you your flowers now. And so I just want to thank you.
Oh, Riley. Wow. I never thought of that like that.
Yes, really, really and truly. I remember everything that you taught me, because Tasha didn't take the class, because I don't need a smartphone to have a smart wife.
Yes, you do. That's a smart wife.
That's right. And so, Felicia, you're one of my mentors in radio and broadcasting. And so I want to know, who is your mentor? Who did you look up to? Who did you idolize in this field?
Wow, there's so many greats. I could go on and on and on, and I could name the list. And some I probably can't say, because they don't necessarily work for this company. I'll just say that there's some really great voices out there. But can I go old school, real old school, and talk about some of the people like the Costi McNairs and the Marcus the Primes and the Daryl E's and the, you know, and those people are, you know, in other markets. You've got Tom Joyner, you know, you've got the greats like that, old school, you know, but then you've got the contemporaries right here, right now, in this market, in this building.
Yes.
You know, and like I said, I could go on and name a lot of names, but I would leave a lot of names out, and I don't want to start doing that. But I will say that, you know, God has always been in control, and I knew there was always something that was meant for my voice, I just did not know what aspect it would be done in. So I've had a lot of great people, a lot of great friends, like I said, inside this building, outside of this building, and some of the legendary greats that have been examples and people who have poured into me. So I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful for each and every last person and every last experience.
Outstanding. Again, if you're just joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Miss Felicia Hamilton, and she is new to K92.7, and we're so very glad to have her in the building. Now, because we're on the radio, Miss Felicia Hamilton, I want to know, give me a soundtrack right now for what you're feeling, for where you're at in your life. And then I want my beautiful wife, my real, my girlfriend, I want her to give me a soundtrack for what she is feeling and where she's at in her life.
So I don't have an actual soundtrack because that would be a whole album, but okay. I do have a couple of songs.
Okay.
One would be Ain't No Stopping Us Now. That okay. would be one of them, right, because right. that's how I feel. I okay. feel like it's up from here. We're about to take the limits off. There are no more boundaries. There are no more ceilings. We're about to take off like a rocket, and Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And then the Mary J. Blige song, you know, My Life. You know, when you look over your life and, you know, you look at all of the different elements that create this big melting pot of who you are at this stage and at this phase, you have no other choice but to just fall in love with yourself all over again, because God has allowed you to see yourself with new eyes, and almost for the first time, like you're seeing that person across the room that catches your eye, that says, okay, I want to holler at her, or I want to holler at him. You know, God gives you that, those eyes to see yourself in that way. So you're like, oh my gosh, that chick over there, she's got some talent. I want to know who that is, or I want to explore more about that person. And that's how I'm feeling about myself in this stage and at this phase. God has given me new eyes to look at myself and my life. So My Life and Ain't No Stopping Us Now would be the two songs.
I love it. Miss Riley?
I can't really call the people that actually sing these songs, but this morning I was blasting I Love You Jesus, and it's because right now, feeling everything that he has done in the midst of storms, everything that he has done has made me appreciative of his love. And without his love, how can you truly love yourself or love anybody else? And another one is, it just talks about, I'm not shrinking for nobody. And the room got quiet.
Amen, 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 amen.
I think it's important for us to have a song for our life. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes life comes at you and it beats you up. And when you hear a certain song, it just lifts. Music lifts. Mm-hmm. It inspires. And so I thank you too very much for that. Now, Felicia, what has been the most surprising thing about your career?
The most surprising thing about my career, you mean over the span?
Over the span of your career.
Okay. The most surprising thing was I realized that I actually had the courage to quit something that was not serving me anymore.
Whoa.
And a lot of times we stay too long and we don't have the courage to, you know, put something to bed that's no longer working. You know, when the grace is gone in a certain area, a lot of times we'll force ourselves to stay. And so when I got the courage to leave a situation that was no longer serving me and the grace was no longer there, it was surprising to me. Because I had always been a person to just, you know, try to stay and stick it out.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard not being a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know the difference between quitting and having your freedom.
Yes. Yes, you are so correct about that. I talked about that on a Facebook Live not too long ago when I was talking about how, you know, and we were talking about ChatGPT and a whole lot of other different things. But when you start to put in that input to get the output when it comes to your interests and your purpose, you know, because I kept asking God, you know, align me with what I'm interested in and what is part of my purpose, what aligns me with the purpose for my life, the purpose that you have for my life. Because, you know, we like to do a whole lot of things. We want to be a part of a whole lot of things, but everything is not aligned with purpose. And when you have a very busy life, you have to start making some decisions. And I needed to have, you know, a system in place to equip me when it came to saying yes or saying no, because I was saying yes to everything. So, yeah, those yeses and those noes, we have to be able to differentiate between, you know, where we need to put what. So, yeah.
I love it. You know, most older people, they say exactly what's on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've learned during the course of all these 58 birthdays that it's like what you said. No is also an answer.
Yes,
you don't
it is.
Always have to say yes. And so I appreciate not just the no's that I say, but I also appreciate the no's that God give me.
Yes.
Because them no's sometimes protect me.
Yes.
When I can't see my way.
That's
when
right.
When I can't trace God. When
That's
I don't
right.
see God. And he gives me that no.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate that no just as much as the yeses in my life.
That's right. That's right.
And so I appreciate
right.
that. Now, Miss Incredible Felicia Hamilton, what advice would you give someone that is going into this field?
I think it would be the same advice I would give to someone going into any field.
Okay.
You know, make sure it's something that you love. Make sure it's something that you want to do, regardless of what comes with it. Make sure you understand your position in it, what you want to get out of it, and who you are outside of it, so that you have some balance in doing it and doing life. And so that's what I would advise anybody. And because really, honestly, Riley, I don't think it's about the career field anymore. I think it's more about people understanding themselves more than anything, because you can be the same person in three different job descriptions and only be excellent in one of them because you don't care nothing about those other two, you know, or you're not equipped for those other two or whatever the case may be. So I think understanding yourself enough to know where you're going to put all of your energy and your love and be able to create some balance. I think that's what's important.
I love that. I love how you said it's not just about the career. It's about how you feel about what you're doing. And so I love that. I love how you restructured that. And I love that. I thank you for that. Now, how much time do we have? Now, let's talk about your show. What time do you come on? And what should the people expect on your show? I know high vibration is one thing.
Yes.
So let's talk about it.
Okay. I like y'all show, by the way, because you really get to talk on y'all show. my show starts at 9 o'clock. It's 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday through Friday. It is mid-morning to early middays. And what they can expect is a good time, a joyful, pleasant ride to work, commute, whatever they're going to do, you know, just whatever they have going on. I expect to be, you know, their fun companion, you know, in that journey. So.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 12, Monday through Friday. You can catch the morning vibe and very, very soon, I'll be on Saturdays as well.
Well, you heard it here first. Sunday conversation with the Rileys. Now, in closing, with our last question, next to our last question, Felicia Hamilton, is there anything that you would like to say that maybe we didn't talk about, maybe we forgot, that you want to inform the listening audience?
I just want to thank the community. I want to thank the community for being there, for even caring enough to listen, to care enough to tune in. It's very important that we honor the people who allow us to do what it is that we love. You know, we have to pay homage to them, because without them, we wouldn't even need these microphones, because somebody's got to listen, right? Hey. So I just want to say thank you to the community. Thank you to the listening area, to the listening audience, the businesses out there, the nonprofits, and all of the community leaders, everybody that has been a part of my journey and people that I'm going to meet along the way. But thank you to them, because like I said, without them, there would be no need for us to even be here.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, Felicia, you're not familiar with the last segment of the show, but we call this the Marriage Minute.
Okay.
And the Marriage Minute, I want you to give 1 minute of relationship advice, whether it be relationship with your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, children, God. Just give us some relationship advice to take home.
Understand who you are, your likes, your dislikes, where you're going, where you're headed, who you're trying to grow into being before you get into a relationship. Because, you know, you don't always have a chance to meet somebody when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and then y'all have those growing pains with each other, right? Because you're different at 58 than you are at 28. So I would say, if you're in a certain age range or a certain stage, just understand who you are and what you want before you get in a relationship. Do not waste people's time.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, listen, this has been Sunday Conversation with Riley. This is your boy, Riley. Peace out.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns, or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.